Well, this is an incredible organization, you know, that reaches out to so many people and really identifies and connects with the human spirit of what our country is all about. So when they offered me the chance to come speak, I said, yes, of course, I would be honored to. And in particular, as we get close to Veterans Day, this issue, as you know, is near and dear to my heart. So it's an honor to be able to come and be a part of this incredible event.
And I know one of the things that you're recognized for is really taking an active role in the honor flight of the Quad Cities. Where did that originate from?
Well, Bob Morrison, the founder of the Honor Flight, came to me before the first flight and said, here's the idea of what we hope to do here. What do you think? And I said, I would love to be a part of this with you if I could. And now, 10 years later, 47 flights into this, still involved, still going strong. You know, our community is such a strong supporter of veterans and their families. And this community has really reached its arm around the Honor Flight program and supported it so much. And I got to tell you, I just got back from another Honor Flight last week. And what an honor it is to be with those men and women as they see the nation's thank you to them. And it's just an incredible experience that I'm so glad to be part of.
And I assume that will be part of your message this weekend in Aledo?
Yes, it will be. You know, that's what's great about the Honor Flight is it reaches many generations, from kids that are there, school kids that don't even know the veterans, to grandchildren, to, you know, all the generations are involved in saying thank you to our vets and recognizing the sacrifice of so many, and so many that are still sacrificing now for all of us. And so, yes, that will be a main part of my discussion on Saturday.